Well, Michael Simon, I have to say welcome to Australia, and whether you like it or not, being the king of pop and the biggest recording star in the world, what is your philosophy of staying at the top?
Well, I think being humble and believing in yourself and having true love in your heart for the world and really trying to help people through lyrics and the love of music and dance, because I truly do love people very much.
Realizing that, but does it not put pressure on you? I mean, that you have to be,
well, it always
holds you in such esteem, right?
It always does. The next album has to be better than the other.
Well, how do you cope with all the hysteria? I mean, wherever you go, whether it's London, whether it's Munich, whether it's New York, whether it's Bangkok, whether it's Japan, and even here in Australia, how do you cope with the hysteria?
I know it's all love, so it makes my heart very happy. And I like to give it back, through however I can give. And it puts a smile on my face to see all the children and all the teenagers and the adults, the demographics. It makes my heart very, very happy. I love them. I love all the fans very much.
Well, coping with the hysteria, I mean, I can't cope with it. I mean, watching all of this going on around, I mean, the press have been absolutely manic. It's been manic mania. Can I ask you, do you ever relax? Does Michael Jackson ever relax? Because I know you're a workaholic.
Yes, I am a workaholic. I don't relax, really. I don't sleep a lot. I like to continually, my mind never stops. I'm always creating. I never stop. But I love a good water balloon fight or, playing around, goofing off, Nintendo games, arcades.
Mm-hmm. Now, Michael, I have to ask you this question. Being possibly the biggest profile in the world, I guess Princess Diana matches you, you read all these amazing stories about Michael Jackson. I mean, I don't know whether they're true or not. You read that Michael Jackson's a weirdo. You read that Michael Jackson's bizarre. You read that he's done this, he's done that. Now, I know some of those stories are not true because, I mean, even I was accused of being at your wedding and I knew that wasn't true. But how do you feel about all the stories that are written about you?
It's very sad. I just want the fans to know and to understand that it's not the truth. 99.9% of it is not the truth.